Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Memches, the first full daf of Perek Bamet Tomnin, the fourth Perek of Masechet Shabbos. As we know, the third and the first half of the third and the fourth Perek are issues of Bishul and Daraisa, Darabanan. And this Perek starts off with the issues of Hatmana, of insulation. Insulation of foods either to intensify the heat or to retain the heat. So we already spoke about this earlier, and the Pnei Yeshua says this Mishnah, the first Mishnah in our Perek, is a continuation and a Hemshech of what we learned earlier. Back on Dav Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah told us in the second Perek, in Baba Malikin, Gimel Dvarim, Zorach Adam Lomar, Pesach Beso, the three things that a person says in his house, Erev Shabbos, once it's Ben Hashmashos, then you can't do Isurim Vadai, a Masrnas Avadai, Ven Madvilan Sakalim, even Isurid Rabbanan, Ven Madiganas Aneros, Aval, Masrnas Atamai, Va'ar Umarvin, Vitomin Asachamin. Vitomin Asachamin, that's the word Hatmana, that's where it comes from. So during Ben Hashmashos, I am allowed to be Matmin to do Hatmana of the Chamin. So our Mishnah is a Hemshech of that. The Gemara earlier had described that there are really two types of Hatmana, which we hold of both of them. There's Hatmana, first of all, before Shabbos, and Hatmana on Shabbos, right? This is the third, just to keep it into perspective, the three Yisurei Derabanan and Bishul, we've had Lamda Shiurim about the first two of them, Shehi and Hachazara, and this is Hatmana, this is the third one. Hachzara is on Shabbos, Shehi is before Shabbos, Hatmana is both. There are rules of Atmana before Shabbos, and there are rules of Atmana on Shabbos. What are the rules? So that's what the Gemara said back on Daf Lamed Dalet, commenting on that Mishnah of Vitomin Asachamin. Rava said, Amar Rava, on the bottom of Lamed Dalet and Aleph, Mipnei Ma Amru In Tomin B'Davar Shein Mosef Hel Olim Shach Hashecha. On Shabbos, I'm not allowed to insulate even in something that just retains the heat. If it doesn't add any heat, doesn't matter. It's still Asur D'Rabbanan to wrap something that's fully cooked. It's fully cooked. I'm not allowed to insulate it totally, even in something that's dover she'eino mosif hevel. Let's say I take a pot and I wrap it totally in a towel. It's not on any heat source. That's usher d'rabbanan on Shabbos, if it's totally enwrapped. Gezeira shema yartiach. Right? Because I might come to yartiach, meaning what? It might not be as hot as I want it to be, so before I wrap it, so then I might come to boil it up in order to be able to make it boiling hot when it's wrapped. So I might forget. I am Rabbi Yachi Ben Hashmashos Nami Nigzer. So why not Ben Hashmashos? Why is it mutter? Stam Kederes Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara said, no. Right before Shabbos, everything's boiling hot. We're not worried that something is not boiling hot that you're going to boil it up. So we assume that it's boiling hot, and that's why on Shabbos the Isser of insulation of Hatmana Bedaver She, even in a Daver She'ena Mosef Hevel is because of Gzeira Shema Yartiach. But then Rava adds, Amar Rava Mipnei Ma Amru. Ain tomnin bedaver hamosif el afimi mod yom. If it's something that adds heat, and as we learn in today's daf, the item, the wrapping, doesn't have to be what adds heat. If I wrap it in a towel and it's on a fire, it's not that the towel is giving the heat. That doesn't matter. But that's still called davar hamosif hevel. So I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to insulate in an item that is mosif hevel even on Friday. Why? Because I might wrap it in hot coals. Ask the rabbi out. So what? Gzera shemiyachat begechalim. Meaning the same reason that was given for shehiyah that we discussed in on Daf Lamed Vav in the beginning of the third parak is given here for atmana. Shemiyachat begechalim. If I wrap it in a davar hamosif hevel, then the fire might start going out on Shabbos, and I might come to stoke the coals to make sure it stays hot. So those are the two parts of Atmana, and our Pnei Yoshua said, Pnei Yoshua and our Daf says that our Mishnah is going on back on that. We got a little off track because we spoke about other items along the way. But says the Pnei Yoshua, Kol Hai Pirka, Ayri B'dini Atmana, Me Erev Shabbos Samach Lachashecha, V'koya Hadar Minam B'sof Perek Ba'amalikin. Right, it's going on what we discussed at the end of Bab Malikin, that Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to be Tomin Lachamin, and therefore, that is what this is going on. He relates to Rashi, who blurs the lines a little bit between Hatmana and Shehiyah, but that is not our issue. Right now. Let's talk about a couple of the important issues. Number one, the first Tosfos in the Perek, Bamet Tomnir, quotes a crucial machlokes. Is the Shehiyah and Hatmana Halacha, they're both Shema Gzera, Shema Yechad Tebegecholim, are they the same? There are certain kulas that we had by Shehiyah. Remember we said, if you throw something raw in right before Shabbos, so that's Kedera Chaisa, so that's at least bi'ikaron mutter, because we're not worried that you're going to cook it up. So is that okay? What about, we mentioned, Chananya. What did Chananya hold? Chananya held, as long as something is mavushal kamacho ben drusoi, you don't have to worry about shehiyah. And the Rabbanan say, it was mavushal called tsarcho, mistamek v'ralo, you're also not worried about shehiyah. What about hatmana? So that's the machlokas we've shown him here. Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, the two brothers, have a machlokas. Rashbam, demairi, what is this talking about? By hatmana, demairi bebashil, velo bashil. Only something that is not fully cooked. Avol bekedera chaisa, but if it's raw, ubashil, or it's fully cooked, sharinan. Meaning the Rashbam says the same coolers that apply to shehiyah apply to hatmana. Ve'ein nirel Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's wrong. Meaning, remember what we just said? We just said that the Gemara earlier, Daf Lamed Daled, what's that Hatmana talking about? Even the pots are boiling hot. And it's still an Isra of Hatmana, even if it's Mavusha called Sarcho. V'o de Mistama Ayri Masnisan, Dumya de Masnisan Tekira, Tamari Bebashel Kamachel Ben Drusai. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Heterim of Shehiya do not apply to Hatmana. Why? It's all about Gzeir Hashem Yachata, the same Chashash. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Benil Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says one reason, and the Rush says another reason. Rabbeinu Tam says sheish lachalek bein hashha'a lahatmana. Devadai lahashhos mutter kshumacho ben drusoi shein chitui maat moilo shari megulebo v'shalav ba'avira. A little bit of moving the coals isn't going to help much by shehiyah, because it's open. The fire is subject to the elements of the wind. So you move it a little bit, it's not going to do so much. You have to do it a lot, and then we assume that you'll remember. So that's why there are certain coolers. Aval hatmana, where it's totally enclosed, she'osin letzarech machar, v'hu mutman, yesh lachush, shem yechate, shem ma'at chitui, mo'ilo, litafes chomo. A little bit of movement to the coals could really have a large effect on the item, and therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, the coolers of shehiyah do not apply to hatmana. If you look in the Rush has a different svara right here, the Rush in Simon Aleph, in Bamet Tomnim, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Zal Hayomer, Avagat the Sharinim Peshehiyah the Bashel Kamachol Ben Drusoi. Even though we pass like Chananya, says the Rush, Batmana Asira Vayanosin Tamudavar the Stam Mashe Kedera Gabi Kira below Atmana Lotsorach Achilas Laila Hu Mashe Kivat Shemenicha Megula Vechiti Kaldu Eno Mo'ala Kivat Shemegula Veshalat Ba'Avira. He adds a point. If it's Shehiyah, if you're leaving it open, you're Mistama using it tonight, using it for the night meal. So you're not going to be mechate it. It's not such a chash. V'gamin tzarek al kachitu letzarek achilas ha'erev. Aval stam hatmana, why are you insulating letzarek machar? V'tzarek chitu yishalo yiskarer. U'ma'at chiti ma'ani lasek achom. It's probably for tomorrow. And therefore, we're really nervous that you're going to want it to stay hot, and therefore, you are going to be mechate. So that is why Rabbeinu Tam holds, and we're machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, that hatmana does not have the coolest of shehiyah. The Ritva has another svara. By hatmana, you're megala daito, that you're very machpid about the temperature, right? Because you're wrapping it, you want it to stay hot, and therefore that's why, says the Ritva, it is more chamer. Okay, that's some background. Now let's get to some rules and regulations of hatmana, because it's again very lamaisa in many cases. The Shulchan Aruch says Reish Nun Gimel. That's the simon is focused on. Reish Nun Gimel is a major question about the kavana of the Rama. The Rama says the Yesh Omrim the Afilu Makadera Omedes, and how to understand this Rama is the crockpot question. The Yesh Omrim the Afilu Makadera Omedes Agabi Yesh Mamish. If you have a pot on the fire, rule number one, condition for atmana is that it has to be totally wrapped. If it's open at all, if the pot is open at all in any side, it's not atmana. If it's open on top, it is not a problem. Mugula lamala. So what does that mean? So pashas, it means mugula lamala. It means if it is open on top, it is not a problem. And that is how the Shulchan Aruch Harav understands the Rama here in Simon Reish Nun Gimel. If there's any part that's not covered, it is okay. What's the other understanding? Your Shlomo Zalman, he was the one that made this Rama famous. The Shlomo Zalman says Mugul Lamala means because it's not normal for it to cook that way. Usually when you want to wrap something, you wrap it up totally. You put it totally in the coals. But if it's Mugul Lamala, you dafka left it out to show that you're not really insulating it, that's where it's okay. But what if you have a case where the normal insulation is Megula Lamala? The normal way that this item is cooked is where it's Megula Lamala. So then the Shlomo Zalman says maybe the Ramah wouldn't be Mako in that case. And that, of course, let's just go over the rules and then we'll get to the modern applications. But that's going to be very important for a crock pot, which is not insulated on top, right? The inner pot is surrounded on all the sides, but the top of it is open. The cover doesn't count, right? It has to be something around the cover. Number one rule, has to be totally enwrapped. Shulchan Aruch also says, there's no hatmana in a kli sheni. That's the rule. Reish nun gimel sif hey. Mutter lases al piteres chamin b'shabes tavshon al badim b'yav shabes kol tzarcho v'chulu. And it continues. The Ramah says, in the continuation, again, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the Shulchan Aruch says, there is no, I'm sorry, this is red, so I couldn't find it. Reish nun zayin. Reish nun zayin sif hey. The Shulchan Aruch says, in pina tavshon b'shabes, mikderish in his bashel ba, likdera acheres, mutter lahatmino b'davar she'en amos of hevel. You could be mutter if you're not in it, because there's no hatmana in a kli sheni. So let's say a thermos. Let's say I have hot water, and I take it from the urn into a thermos. So, first of all, is a thermos? A thermos is an insulated kli. So the Chazon Ish already writes. There's no problem of insulation if it's one kli that has insulation. It has to be wrapped around. But by a thermos, if you wrap a thermos to keep it hot, that's not going to be a problem, because that's in a klisheni. Ramosha has this, chelik alef simin sadihe, in Arachayim, bekli termis, in mutter litain tavshol cham b'shabes. He wrote this in 1956, tavshin tezvav. Bedvar hatmana bekli termis b'shabes, shedarko rak lahachzik esachom, abal eino mosif hevel, in mutter b'shabes, he says, he quotes our Shulchan Aruch, pina tavshol b'shabes, mikdir shes b'ashol b'lecheres, mutter. Right, and therefore, it is mutter, it's in a klisheni. And number two, he says, because this is not wrapped around. Lachain im hayim miskavik shem achasav akeil meyaz shem hidim achom v'chul, he continues, it's not a problem. And the Chazon Ish says, also, v'efter the kli merutzav svivo bebeged lo chashav atmana, to lo gozro lahatman is a kli bebeged, avalitain betoch kli eno b'chlal atmana. You can't have atmana when it is just in a kli. Number two. Number three. So number one is it has to be totally enwrapped. Number two, it has to have it's only in the Kli Rishon. Number three, the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Nun Zayin Beis, you need Kavana Lahatmin. We'll see this is also crucial. Afilu Tavshol Shonis Bashol Kol Tzarcho. Also Lahatmin, Afilu B'davar Shein Mosef Hevel, Mikol Makom. Lassum Kelim Ala Tavshil, Kedei L'Shamar Min Ha'Achbarim. What if I wrap something up because I want to guard it so animals don't get it, or that it doesn't get dirty? Kedei Shlo Yistanef Bafuris Shari. If you wrap it in order just to guard it, not to keep in the heat, so that also is mutter. You need kavana for this iser d'rabbanan. And finally, Tosfos here on our daf says, no airspace. There can't be airspace between the davar, the insulator, and the insulated. Tosfos says right here in this big Tosfos, on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, putting something into an oven, that's issues of achzara. There's no hatmana in an oven because there's a lot of airspace around the pot. Right, that's not called hatmana. So as long as there's airspace around, it is not a problem. Let's say somebody has cover for their urn, or they put a cover on food on the hot plate on the plata. So generally, that's not a perfectly enclosed. It covers the top, but there's a lot of space in between. It's not totally enwrapped on the items, and therefore it would be not a problem for hatmana. One final rule, and then we'll get to some of the lamaisa applications. The Shvir Shabbos quotes that there's no hatmana food in food. Food in food. Isser hatmana rak im yatmin bekalim. Divrei machol hanesunim bekli rishon oem yatmin bekelim ela divrei machol sheinim nesunim bekli v'chulu aval einis ratmana batmanas ochel beochel acher afilu em kavanas olachamimo. And therefore, are you let me matmin kishka in chalent? Right, that's not an issue. That's food in food. Even if your kavan is to keep it hot, v'lachin mutar latech netech basar kar betoch marak cham. Right? If you took something fully cooked into a kli, a place where it's not going to be cooked, the abishal achabishal, so then it would be okay because there's no hatmana within food itself. So again, taking some of these rules of totally enwrapped, only in a kli rishon, kavana lahatmin, and no airspace, and only wrapping around the kli, so then we have a couple of the lemaisa applications that are discussed. First of all, what about just taking schnitzel or kugel, wrapping it in tin foil, and putting it on top of an urn? Is that hatmana? I'm wrapping the chicken. I'm wrapping the chicken. So Ramosha talks about this. If you want to wrap something, and he says, "Davar tzonein mutar lahatmin bein shelo yachum bein shelo yistanein yoser v'chulu v'hefsek kedera nami yomos v'hev aser batmana l'karcha minay aluminum nami avay atmana." Ramosha seems to say maybe it is atmana, but the poskim generally assume that it is not. First of all, that's like a pot, tin foil around food. That's a pot. That's not hatmana of a pot. So there's no hatmana by putting food into a pot. That's not hatmana. And number two, why do we wrap things in tin foil in order to put them on top? Is that because we want to keep it warm, or no, we just don't want it to fall all over and become dirty and dirty up the pot that it's on? So that is what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, in quoted here in the Otzos HaShabbos. Im kavanaso bechdei limnoa hisporus ha'ochel muter. Vein bo'ezer hatmana. There's no ezer hatmana. V'chein kazav shevet alevi. Da'atifas niyar hakesef. Nechsheves latifas hamachazekes as a machal. Uke kli ba'alma v'lo latmana v'chein gaz reveals a shalom el yashiv. So Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, all assume that wrapping something in tin foil in order to put it on top of a kli, in order to warm it up, that is not a problem of hatmana. Hatmana betoch ochel. What happens? Sometimes people like to serve the kishka or something in the chalent separately. So they'll put it in tin foil inside the chalent. So is that a problem? Is that ocha b'toch ochel? The ocha b'toch ochel that we were talking about was it's food and food. Here you have the tinfoil separating. So that could be an issue. What's the kavana? So if the kavana, again, is just that you don't want it to fall apart, you want it to serve it separately, then l'chor it's mutter. If the kavana is also to keep it hot, it's a good way to warm it. So then an easy way to solve the problem is just to poke a few holes. Poke a few holes in the tinfoil. So then it would still stay as a enwrapped item, but it would not be a problem of hatmana. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan talks about in Reish Nun Ches. They did this also then, Reish Nun Ches Sef Gimel, 100 years ago, and the Shmir Shabbos quotes, Mutar l'hachnes mibod yom, sakit bad im orez, l'toch marak, shalgav ya'esh, ve'im bo'im mishim isra hatmana, mikom makom im yichroch pashtida kugel, b'niyor aluminum, you want to put the kugel into the chalent. You shouldn't do that unless you make some holes in between. In the footnotes, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, maybe it's mutter. And that's not what your kavana fully is. And finally, the crockpot issue. The crockpot, people say this is the last psak that Shlomo Zalman gave. The crockpot issue. The question is a crockpot. So we have a crockpot. You put the insert into the heating element. It's surrounded by three sides. So if you take the Ramah literally, Mugul Lamal is mutter, so Lachor shouldn't be a problem. And that's how many poskim assume. A crock pot might be an issue of Shehiyah and Hachzara, because it's a fire. So you might have to line it with tin foil or cover the knobs. But Hatmana, it's open on top. Or if Shlomo Zalman said, no, that Ramah is only where it's not normal to be open on top. But if this is the normal way of cooking, so then it's a problem. It's a problem. That's what, if you look, there's a letter that was sent around by Rav Shlomo Zalman, towards the end, where he said, in order to allow a hot pot not being hatmana, it's a davar amosef hevel, so it's also even before Shabbos. So what do you do? So you have to raise it up a little bit. Put a boil, some people say a little few rocks, might be a little too high, but to put a ball of tin foil on the bottom that raises it up a little bit. How does raising it up help? Now there's airspace. Now there's some extra airspace. Even without raising it up, one might say, oh, there's some airspace because the insert is concave. I think that's the word, or convex. I forgot which one it is. It goes in, and therefore there's airspace. You just don't see it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman would still say it's a problem because this is the normal way. You can't see that airspace. So that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that you have to lift it up a little bit in order to create some extra airspace, and in that way, one would be able to use the crockpot. So again, finishing up all these Issurei D'Rabbanan to crockpot, which is a very common kli, thinking about Shehiyah, Hachazara, and Hatmana. The way I want to, let's say, it's mostly at least Machlo Ben Josai when Shabbos starts. But Lachatchila, we try to be Machlo like the Rabbanan, not only Hananya. So it should be lined on the on the inside. Let's say I want to pass on like Hananya, but still, if you want to take out Shalant on Shabbos day, if you're going to put the Shalant back in, so then the inside has to be lined in order to make it into a covered fire, and you take it off with Das, Lahachzir, and you don't put it down, and you keep your hand on it with all of the Tznoim, and to be Machmir, like of Shlomo Zalman, to raise it up a little bit in order to be Choshesh for his understanding of the Ramah. So again, we've had a Shir on Shehiyah, Hachazara, and this finishes up the Shir on Hatzmana. Okay, we will stop here.